Hear the word from Matthew. Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'What shall we wear?' For the pagans run after all of these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." So I have an announcement to make to you. Black Friday's coming early this year. You might have heard that on the news, but it made me think of Black Friday itself. And I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands, but I wonder how many of us have been out on Black Friday shopping for Christmas presents. Actually, when I was growing up, it actually became fun for me to go out, and sometimes Rosie and I would go over to Crocker Park or whatever and just walk around. But it was fun. But we've seen images of something different on Black Friday, haven't we? That, like Thanksgiving at midnight, people have camped out all day to wait for the bargains, and when they open the doors, people just run through those doors and they run around grabbing stuff because they want to get, the presents that they were hoping for. You know what that's a picture of? Worry, anxiety. I've got to get the bargains. I've got to get the right presents. And so I'm willing to camp out. I'm willing to wait a whole day. I'm going to be first in line. But we worry. And now, and maybe you've heard on the news as well, that, because of the problem with supply, not meeting demands in a number of areas, but now they're saying that these early things on the shelves, as far as presents are concerned, once they're gone, there may not be replacements. And I'm wondering if people are worrying now, oh my goodness, those presents won't be there for me to buy. So we worry sometimes about different things, don't we? And some of them are very legitimate. I mean, we come here tonight because maybe we're worried about somebody. And so we want to come here and we want to pray. That's very important. Just the other night, I called my cousin, and she's my first cousin. And we've been close over the years, even though we live quite many miles apart. And I call her every once in a while. And when I called the other night, her daughter answered. So I got a chance to, I hadn't talked to her in a long, long time. And so I said, "Well, how are you doing?" Well, she's a school teacher. And she said, "I'm pretty tired." And she's probably 45, 50 years old. She's not that old. But anyhow, she explained, she said, "On the first day that I went to class to teach the kids, the girl in the front desk tested positive for COVID. And in the 38 days that they've had school, these first 38 days, 40 kids have already tested positive for COVID. And so she's worried. And she's worried, even though they wear masks, she's worried because her mom, my cousin, is very immune deficient. She has a number of issues. She's got heart issues. She's diabetic. So she's got a lot of health issues. And so she's worried about her mom. And then her uncle and aunt, Her uncle had a stroke 6 months ago, and they only live about two blocks apart. And he is at home trying to rehab, and he's falling down. And so, of course, the wife had hepatitis, her kidney shut down. So this young lady feels like she has to take care of her mom as well as her uncle and aunt, as well as being a teacher. Can you imagine? I said, honey, I understand you must be tired. But that's worry. Worry can do things to us. It can drain us. And really, sometimes, we live out worry in bad ways. So tonight, here we are with the text, and Jesus says what? Do not be worry or do not be anxious about your life. Why do you worry? God knows we need the clothes and everything. God knows that we need to be fed and be nourished. And yet we worry. So what's the point here? What's Jesus trying to get at? And you know, when I read this scripture, the first thing that came to my mind was where Paul, the apostle, you know, in Philippians talks about, he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice in chapter 4. Then he says, have no anxiety about anything, but through prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving, make your requests known to God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And you know, when I thought of that scripture, it was the ending that it hit me. In Christ Jesus. When I had a resurgence of my faith many years ago, I entered into a Bible study. It was called the Workbook of Living Prayer. Maybe some of you, it's really old. I mean, you know, this is back in the 70s by Maxie Dunham. Maybe you've heard of Maxie. But it was one of the most powerful studies. And in that study, I can't tell you which, it was a six-week study, but at that time, the author, Maxie Dunham, said that somebody had witnessed to him in the sense of, Maxie, remember, the secret is Christ in you. Now, that's scripture from Colossians, but it hit me. The secret is Christ in you. And I think that's what Paul was getting at, and that's what Jesus is getting at, that, you know, when I hear Jesus say, you know, why would you worry about your life? You know, God knows what we need. Well, I think to myself, that's easier said than done. We do worry, but here's the point. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. The secret is Christ in you. That means that it's a faith issue. It's a trust issue. And so it's not a striving issue where I'm going to do better tomorrow. I was worrying today, but I won't worry tomorrow. And that's what Jesus says. Tomorrow's worries will take care of itself. But I think what Jesus is trying to say is, get your priorities straight. Seek first the kingdom. So when we get up in the morning, what are we supposed to do? Seek first the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is not so much a place. It's where God reigns in the hearts and minds of people. The secret is Christ in you. So it's something that it's a part of our being and growing that way rather than doing and just saying, oh, I'm not going to worry tomorrow. So tonight, I hope that we'll be able to hear the word of Jesus. And remember that Jesus actually was the one who ushered in the kingdom of God. In fact, Mark chapter 1 tells us that Jesus said, the time has come and the kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe in the good news. Jesus brought the kingdom of God to this earth. And so he is the one who has conquered sin and death. He is the one, if we are able to trust in him, that can help us to overcome our worries. So that's why we're here tonight, right? We're here to pray. We're here to hear music and just contemplate. It's the inner life. It's Christ in us that makes a difference. If we seek first the kingdom, and then all these other things shall be added unto us, that will take care of our worries for this day.